The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. Part 1.
The Montague and Capulet families of Verona were bitter enemies. They were always fighting and disturbing the peace in the city streets. One quiet summer afternoon, two groups of young men, one from the Montague family and the other from the Capulet family, started a fight in the market square. The women who had gone there to do their shopping quickly picked up their skirts and ran home because they were afraid. The young men were fighting with knives and swords, and the ground was already red with their blood. Finally, someone went and told the royal guards what was happening. They came immediately and stopped the fight. Then Aeschylus, the prince of Verona, himself arrived. He was tired of their fights.
"The next time one of you disturbs the peace, I'll put him to death,"
he told the two families. Lord and Lady Montague had one son called Romeo. He was more interested in love than fighting. While the prince was making his announcement in the square, Romeo was sitting under a tree, thinking about a girl. He was in love, but he wasn't happy. His friends were worried for him.
"What's the matter, Romeo?"
Benvolio asked.
"You never come out with us and have fun anymore."
"I'm in love with a girl,"
Romeo replied.
"But she will never love me, because she has promised never to love anyone."
"Why not? Who is she?"
his friend asked.
"Rosaline, Lord Capulet's niece."